الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila, The Call to Righteousness. Neki ki Dawat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, on the last episode, we covered some beautiful aspects, especially pertaining to the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in pertaining to neki ki Dawat, this important duty of invitation towards goodness and to stop the persons from badness. And we also heard about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mashallah azza wa jalla, his form of neki ki Dawat. So today, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will discuss more aspects about this important obligation, duty towards the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Rizvi Ziyai, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. He wrote a booklet called Ziya Durud al-Salam. In that booklet, he quotes 40 hadith mubarakah for the beneficence of reciting salawat and durud upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he quotes a beautiful narration that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Three persons will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It was humbly asked in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who will be those people? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati, number two, the one who revives my sunnah, and number three, the one who recites salat durud upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, in the last episode we discussed one of the great personalities, our beloved Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. His style of neki ki Dawat, his style of invitation towards goodness, and we saw what powerful result the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gets when he makes neki ki Dawat. And we learnt in the previous silsila, we do neki ki Dawat in a certain way and we get certain result. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they do neki ki Dawat in a special way and they get a special result. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, in today's time and era, the beneficence of the awliya Allah continues, especially on this topic of neki ki Dawat. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, if not millions, not hundreds and thousands, but millions and millions of people's lives have been changed because of benefiting from the neki ki Dawat. O awliya Allah that are present today, our ulama ikram, our mashayikh, our spiritual guides, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, muftiyan ikram, they continue doing neki ki Dawat, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, they, with their efforts, neki ki Dawat, mashallah azza wa jalla, is continuing, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will continue. Like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said very beautifully, I continued giving sermons, I continued giving dars, till I was successful in Allah azza wa jalla granting me the rank of Qutb, the highest rank among the spiritual orders. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always keep us at the feet of the awliya Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep us always close to these type of personalities, especially Pirani Peer, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jalla. Let's look at the imams. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. In our deen, we have four imams. When we look at their lifestyle, and we see their neki ki Dawat, their style of invitation towards goodness, even to the last moments of their lives, They only focused on one thing, invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. SubhanAllah, so much so that is mentioned that the spiritual guide, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi, who was the compassionate lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed his whole life in forbidding the people to do evil, sinful deeds, and to invite them towards goodness. And so much so that he did not even forget this important obligation, even this important obligation at the time of his death. On his deathbed, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, continued with invitation towards goodness. At his last moment, subhanallah, he, all his muridin, all his students, scholars, who were directly under him, sitting at his bedside, subhanallah, he laid even great emphasis at the last moment of his life. Which emphasis? Bidding the people towards goodness and to stop them from badness. Accordingly, Yahya bin Yahya Samudi, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that Chief of Saints Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he related a traditional narration that to tell or to teach any individual the issues pertaining to congregational salah, ibadat, worship, is better than giving charity all the riches lying on the face of the surface of the earth, and to remove any person's, to remove any individual's religious problem is excellent to performing 100 seasonal pilgrimages to the sanctuaries of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah, means Hajj. And furthermore, with reference to the traditional narration of the son of Shahab Zuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that to advise any individual on some religious issue is better than taking part in 100 wars against the kuffar, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had taken part himself in person. Yahya bin Yahya Sam'udi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, after this conversation, the chief saint, Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not say anything. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, he entrusted his soul to his creator, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Views of Madani channel, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, we learn from this narration that even the chief, our Imam Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, even at his last moment, he never left out naked da'wah, subhanAllah azza wa jalla. They looked for every opportunity, because they understood the maqsad. They understood the need and the purpose. They differentiated it. Need was on one side, purpose on the other side, and subhanAllah azza wa jalla, they focused only on purpose. Purpose and only purpose. And what is purpose? Purpose is the obedience of Allah azza wa jalla, and in following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Need was the dunya. Family, life, wife, children, food, all these necessities, the basic necessities is need. And they focused on the purpose. And subhanAllah wa jalla, this is why these great personalities, awliya Allah, our imams, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be pleased with them. May Allah azza wa jalla shower special mercy upon them. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake, inshallah azza wa jalla. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he continued his entire life span inviting the people towards goodness, stopping them from badness, delivering his sermons, discussing the beautiful Quran, discussing the beautiful hadith mubarakah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so much so that we heard from this narration, even the last moment, Allahu Akbar, they continued doing neki kidal. So from this we have to learn that if we understand what is our need and what is our purpose, we differentiate from these two things, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, then we also will be successful. Yes, we cannot reach that status of those awliya Allah. No ways. We can reach the status of that wali of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala. We cannot reach the status of khutub of our Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala. We cannot reach the state of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i. May Allah tabarakhu ta'ala be pleased with them. May Allah tabarakhu ta'ala continue showering the special mercy upon them. But we learn lessons from them. Their lives, a madani pool for you and I. It is a flower for you and I. Every act of their lives, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, is a Madani pool for us. So we need to take some Madani pools from the lifestyle of these great personalities and understand what is our need and what is our purpose. And inshallah tabarakatuh, if we differentiate, we draw a borderline, we draw a line across need or need on one side and purpose on one side, then we are actually following the lifestyle of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Inshallah azza wa jalla, and we also continue that wherever we are, we give neki ki da'wat, we give invitation towards goodness, we stop the people from badness, invite them to the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, remove the clarity about the oneness of Allah azza wa jalla, try to invite them towards the path of Allah azza wa jalla, invite them towards the kalima of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in following these lifestyles of these great personalities, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are hopeful to have success in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the year after, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now let's go to Hazrat Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah azza wa jalla. He quotes a hadith of Mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, on the day of judgment, an individual will lodge a complaint in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah azza wa jalla, this individual was my neighbor in the dunya and he caused a breach of trust to me. In answer to that, the individual will submit, oh viewers of Madani channel, an individual will submit that, oh Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by your honor, I did neither cause any breach of trust in his stocks, meaning in his businesses, or in his wealth, nor in his family. Ya Allah, I never did any breach of trust. I did not cause any breach of trust in his wealth or in his money or in his business or his family. The person making the claim, the one having lodged the complaint in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is true. Yes, it is true that he did not cause any breach of trust in my stocks or in my money or in my family, but this individual used to see me involved in sins. This individual used to see me involved in sins and badness, but even then he did not try to hold me back. He did not try to stop me from going astray. Beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam further says furthermore that Allah azza wa jalla, as a punishment to the fault in not trying to cause reformation to the neighbor, would decide entry into Jahannam for the defendant, for the one who did not cause invitation towards goodness to his neighbor. Views of Madani channel, that maybe we heard this hadith of Mubarakah for the first time, that we are seated in our homes or wherever we are, and we are watching Madani channel, we heard about breaking the breach of promises, breaking the breach of trust from the neighbor. We were thinking that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, we also have Muslim neighbors. Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we also have neighbors in our neighborhood, and never one day did we even take an initiative to tell them about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to tell them about the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, to tell them about the guna, the sins that they are committing, to invite them towards goodness and to stop them from badness. Maybe we never did it. Is it true? Is it possible? Yes, it is possible, and it is true. Not every view of Madani channel, no. I'm not saying every view of Madani channel, but it is possible that we are guilty. That we saw our neighbor, he do wrong. We saw our neighbor, he doesn't come towards the masjid. We saw our neighbor, he never fulfills the rights of his families. We saw our neighbor, he never fulfills the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We saw our neighbor, we know our neighbor, he never fulfills the rights of his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We saw our neighbor committing guna, we saw our neighbor doing wrong, but we never ever try to stop our neighbor from committing that bad deed. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, especially the performance of salah, I mean, it is compulsory. Not if we want, or if we think that we have the time, or if we're feeling like. No. There is no feeling like if you want or if you have the time. Namaz is compulsory 5 times a day for every matured Muslim male or female. They have to perform the 5 times salah. There is no ifs and buts about it. And performing of namaz in jamaat is wajib for the males. They have to go to the masjid in the locality. As long as they can hear the adhan, as long as the masjid is within their locality, they have to go to the nearest masjid and perform the namaz in jamaat. And if we are going towards masjid, and we have husna zan, we have good thoughts about our Muslim brothers that they are performing namaz, Islamic sisters are performing their namaz, Islamic brothers are going towards the masjid, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, if you are doing so, congratulations, Mubarak! Good news for you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are definitely one of those great personalities that Allah Ta'ala has put a special rahmat upon you, that you are performing your salah in jamaat. But what about your neighbor? What if it comes on the day of judgment and we have to come in the court of Allah Ta'ala and the neighbor starts to make a claim against us of Yusuf Madan Channel? What's going to be our condition? That, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, he saw me not performing my namaz. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, he saw me involved in sins. Ya Allah Ta'ala, he saw me away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw me never fulfilling the rights and the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, never fulfilling the rights of Quran, but he never stopped me. What do you think will be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? If a neighbor, an Ashikani Rasul, a Muslim, lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, makes a claim in the court of Allah Ta'ala, what will be our condition, views of Madan Channel? Afsos, sad, we'll be in trouble. Yes, we definitely will be in trouble. So we need to understand that this beautiful hadith Mubarakah, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has given us, we need to ponder about it. We need to understand it. We need to soak it directly into our inner depths of our heart and start checking our neighbors. Because if we do not fulfill the right of neighbor, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we are going to be answerable, viewers of Manan Channel. We are going to be answerable on the day of Qiyamah in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We are in trouble. So there is a chance for us, viewers of Manan Channel, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave us this opportunity. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will try our best to fulfill the rights of our neighbors, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in Quran Majid, translation comes from Iman. And whose speech will be better than him who invites the people towards Allah Azza wa Jalla and does righteous deeds and says, I am a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Mother in Channel, it has been stated in the above sacred verse of the glorious Quran that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves excessively the speech of that fortunate being whose message is based on invitation towards goodness. Whose message is based on the invitation towards goodness and virtues. When any Muslim bids the people to do good, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jalla's graciousness overflows with compassion and mercy. Allahu Akbar. Accordingly, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we understand from this beautiful verse of Quran Majid that the speech of that person who invites the people towards goodness and to stop them from badness, Allah Ta'ala loves most. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the gift of Quran Majid. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, we have to understand what are the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. If only we understand Quran, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, we have to read the Quran, read the translation, read the tafsir of the Quran and understand the message that Allah Ta'ala is giving us, so that we can understand that, look, Allah loves the speech of those persons who invite people towards righteousness. Allah loves it excessively. Allah Ta'ala's special mercy flows upon that person who does this work of Neki Dawat. Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala mentions that Prophet Hazrat Sayyidina Musa somewhere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, an individual who invites his Islamic brother to goodness, bids him to do good and forbids him from evil, what is the reward of such an individual? Hazrat Sayyidina Musa asking Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla replies, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, I order the reward for 1 year's worship I ordered the reward for 1 year's worship being written down in his record of deeds of that individual for each of his word. Each of his word, 1 year's worship. And I feel shy in causing punishment of entry in Jahannam for him. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam viewers of Madani channel. What a great news. What a good news. From the side of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa, that person who invites the person towards goodness, who uses his tongue for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul, he invites towards neki ki dawat. He invites towards goodness and stops them from badness. For his each word, 1 year's worship will be written in his account. 1 year's of ibadat. You know, sometimes you might be thinking, Ya Allah, 1 year's worship for one word. Come towards success. Come towards ibadat. Come towards sunnah. Come towards sunnah-inspired ijtama. Come towards madani kafila. So you imagine for one word. 1 year's worship was written down in our record of deeds. Maybe we cannot comprehend now. We might be thinking that 1 year's worship for one word towards the goodness of Allah Ta'ala, we might be thinking that now, we how is possible? But dear viewers of Madani Channel, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in the court of Allah Ta'ala, it is possible. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, every neki that we do in the dunya, we need in our account. We need in our nama i'mal. Because we never know which deed, which small deed will lead us towards Jannat. And we don't know which small bad deed will lead us towards the fire of Jahannam. We don't know. So keep on using the special ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala, the tongue. Allah gave us the tongue. Use it towards righteousness, towards calling the people towards righteousness, stopping them from badness. Peace, time, brothers and views of Allah Ta'ala. For those who invite the people to do us good, Allah Ta'ala grants them special rahmat, special mercy. So, views of Madani channel, we learned so much from this narration that there are so much of barakat, so much of blessings for the person who makes neki ida. We heard from the lifestyle of Imam Malik, rahmatullah ta'ala, Imam Hanbal, rahmatullah ta'ala. They quote beautiful narrations and give us good guidance for this neki kidawat, invitation towards goodness. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, it's not a waste. Nothing in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you use to bring towards people towards goodness will go to a waste. Your hand, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your body, your mind, your soul, each and every part that you use towards neki kidawat, towards invitation towards goodness, is going to be a benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr inshaAllah tabarakhu ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah. So wherever you are, viewers of Madani channel, understand this important obligation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I'm sure by now 14, 15 series of this neki kidawat has already passed. Easily. So you understand this topic and try to understand the greatness of this great work, because this is not an ordinary work. This is the sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and it is the lifestyle of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, Sahaba ikram alayhi mirduan, Taba'in, Taba'in, our Buzugan al-Din, our Ghose Pak radiyallahu anhu, Khaja Gareeb al-Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi, Baba Farid Ganja Shakr rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Sabit Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi alayhi. This is the sunnah of Awliya Allah, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. Views of Madani channel. By the grace of Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in this obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, neki ki dawat, Amir al-Sunnah stood on his own two blessed feet. In 33 years, the message of Dawud Islami has reached 200 countries plus minus. Message of Dawud Islami. What purpose? Neki ki dawat. Invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. So in order for you to engulf your life with the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and to know more about this important obligation, invitation towards goodness, and to stop the people from badness, you try to get into a Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Wherever you are, in whichever city, you are in African continent, American continent, UK, Europe continent, Indo-Pak continent, wherever you are in the world, Dawat Islami is there, at your nearest local masjid. You go there, check Dawat Islami, get in the Madani Mahals, travel in the Madani Kafilas, learn about Madani in Amat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. As our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says it very beautifully, our Madani Maqsid, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, in this Madani Maqsid, we covered so many things. I must strive to rectify myself. How do I try to strive to rectify myself? To rectify myself, I fill in the Madani in Amat card. Use the Madani channel. On your screen, you'll see Madani in Amat card in various languages. The Madani in Amat card, or very simply, a Madani gift. You try to study it, peruse it, look to it, understand it, and inshallah, so daily try to fill Madani in Amat. Madani in Amat for Islamic brothers, Madani in Amat for Islamic sisters, Madani in Amat for children, Madani in Amat for Madrasatul Madina, Madani in Amat for Jamiatul Madina, for those that are studying alim. So many beautiful Madani in Amat for the deaf and the dumb. Subhanallah. And to rectify the people of the whole world, we travel in the Madani Kafila. And this is how the message of Dawat Islami has spread throughout the world in 200 countries in the form of Madani Kafila. You travel in Madani Kafila, find out about traveling in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of 3 days, in the form of 12 days, in the form of 1 month, in the form of 12 months, in the form of 26 months. There's so many ways one can know about it. If you want to find a simple solution, go to our website www.dawatislami.net. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. You will find all the information that you need. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ae Dawat Islami. Teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahe Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.